UK Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove is in Northern Ireland today outlining a multi-million pound package to help businesses affected by Brexit. He's been speaking to our Northern editor Tommy Gorman, who asked him about the prospects of a trade agreement between the EU and the UK before the end of the year.
Well, I hope that there'll be more movement between the UK and the EU to get a good deal. One of the reasons I'm here today is that part of making sure that people can have confidence about the future is putting in place the protocol, which gives Northern Ireland the guarantee of unfettered access for its goods into the rest of the UK, and at the same time means that there's no customs infrastructure on the island of Ireland. Now, by making the protocol work, we can build confidence on every side and get a deal closer to the line.
I saw you here before. You're one of the cabinet members who knows what the border looks like. You travel there. So do you recognise that the real business still has to be done in relation to the only land border that will exist between the EU and the UK?
Completely. One of the reasons why I talk regularly to Simon Coveney, one of the reasons why I talk regularly to the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister, is to make sure the gains of the last two decades can be consolidated. Nobody wants to go backwards. We all want to make sure that Northern Ireland businesses benefit from the security and the strength of the UK economy, but also the intimate links that they have with businesses south of the border and indeed across the EU. That's what the protocol does. That's what we're intending to build on.
You're known to be an optimist. Some people say you peddle snake oil at times. What is your view on whether there will be a deal reached between the EU and the UK, or will it be a hard Brexit?
I'm confident that there will be a deal. I think that there's been a welcome change in tone over the course of the last few weeks. We've got a new government in Dublin with a solid working majority. It'll be in place for the next 4 years. We've got a strong UK government with a strong majority in Westminster. So the omens are good for a deal. Now, of course, there are still some tough talking to do. And of course, the Irish government will always stand up for the interests of its citizens. But in the conversations that I've had with Simon Coveney and others, I'm confident that the spirit is willing and that we will be able to get a good deal.
That's UK Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove speaking to our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.